it's easy when things are going well, the chemistry's good, everybody's getting along, everybody's laughing and joking, but in the end, you can actually learn more and get more in the future from struggling and getting together and building the bonds together that way. Do you see that happening right now in the locker room?
Yeah, definitely. Tough times, going to see how guys' character is made and what guys are going to just kind of fall by the wayside and just let things flow the way they are, and which guys are going to stand up and try to direct some type of change. So I think this season of us struggling has kind of brought some guys to step up and become more of leaders. You'll see guys starting to follow. And we've made some strides during the end of the season. Last week wasn't one of them. But you just got to live in the moment. And right now we're not happy about where we're at, but we got to try to build what we can off of it.
Does the fact that you guys had those couple of days to – spend with your family, enjoy Christmas and those kinds of things, does that help wash the bad taste of Sunday out of your mouth a little bit and sort of get you refreshed for today and this week?
Not really. I mean, I guess come Sunday we'll get a chance to do that, chance to get another game. Happy that we're not ending on that game. We get another opportunity to go out and show who we are for this 2012 season. So I'm excited just to continue this practice week, continue to prepare and go out on Sunday and as a team collectively show not only our fans but everybody watching the game who we really are as a team.
It sounds like that's sort of what other people said too. The fact that you guys get to redeem yourselves and that wasn't the last game means as much as anything, and it's huge, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It has to. It was embarrassing, the effort and just the game we put forward this past Sunday. So I think, guys, you have to get motivated and want to show some type of pride this coming Sunday to show what we really can do.
I would guess another motivator for you guys is the fact that you don't want to finish winless in the division. That's never a good thing, I know. Is that something that's in the back of your mind, too?
Yeah, definitely. And we talked about going in the offseason off a win. It just helps still not going to be happy about our record at the end of the season with a win or a loss, but I think going into the offseason with a win, we'll continue to build, and it'll be something happy to end on. You know, it's hard to win a game in this league no matter what your record is, and Jacksonville's going to come here Sunday and want to win the game just as bad as we are, so hopefully we can come out with the win.
What do you need to do Sunday that you didn't do a couple of weeks ago down there to get that win?
Score more points than that.
Really? Huh. Okay.
At the end of the game, let's have more points than they have.
Is it helpful as you prepare for them to have a little bit more footage of how Henny fits into their scheme, since that was just, I think, his second game as their starter?
Yeah, definitely. And also, when you play a team a second time, you have a better feel of what they're trying to do. The way to for us, the way the receivers run different routes and so on and so forth. So the second go rounds are always a little bit easier to prepare, but now you have to watch for what tendencies they've breaking since the game before.
What were you able to do so effectively against Justin Blackmon in that game a couple weeks ago?
I mean, we didn't win it, so nothing really effective to come out on top. So we got to make sure this Sunday we're able to do some things and make the right plays so that at the end of the game we win.
Despite that, He only had four catches for about 40 yards, despite the long catch that he had.
Mm-hmm.
What were you able to do as a whole to contain him? Because the game before, he had a really big game.
Yeah, he had a huge game. That was against Houston. We played our rules. We played our normal defense, and we made a few plays. And then there were, I know he made down the stretch some big plays, scored a touchdown for him, and called an out route that got him in the position in the red zone. So we made some plays against him, and our D-line did a great job of getting pressure on the quarterback, which helped us a tremendous. So I think that was kind of more or less what we did in that game prior.
Pro Bowl announcements are coming out today. Devin, you think Devin's headed to Hawaii this year?
No clue. To be honest, don't really even care.
Okay, cool.